Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning their fly control programs on their dairies for the summer. You know, there's lots of different products out there on the market that we can use in our fly control program on our dairy. We have baits, we have traps. Within traps, there are fly strips. There are sprays that we can use on our premise directly on the animal. There's dust that contain chemicals that we can use on back rubbers. And we have ear tags that we can use. We can use some biological control, and then there's also larvicides we can include in the feed. And there's probably several other things we could maybe list on that list of many choices that we have. But here's what I want you to focus on. When you look at the fly control program on your dairy farm, you really need to look at manure management, fly prevention, and fly elimination. And it's really important that you focus on where do the flies rest on your facility, where do they feed, and where do they breed. So as we combine these areas and we consider what we really need to focus on, let's make sure that our fly control program actually addresses those key three areas, where the flies rest, where they feed, and where they breed. So in our dairy facilities, usually the house flies and the stable flies are the ones that are most likely to cause us issues and result in production losses. If we're dealing with pastured cattle, then the face flies and the horn flies would be a fly that we need to control. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.